Genesis chapter 47 tonight, the latter part of it. I can't say that we got to a specific verse on Sunday, but we're going to finish up so a few thoughts in chapter 47 and then study through chapter 48 tonight. And then Grant has two chapters left and we'll be done with this study. And then the three amigos will go into retirement for, I guess, a few months or years or however long y'all want us to go get in a cocoon somewhere. Anyway, I've enjoyed the study. I wish that I could have been here every single service and heard every bit of it. But so long as Grant kept it on the internet, I was able to listen to the ones I missed. And actually, I listened to a few of my own, and then I couldn't really get a whole lot of it because, unfortunately, when people make comments, you don't hear anything in the comments. It's completely black. So Bible classes on the recordings are really difficult, and I don't know if there's even any kind of solution for that. But it is enjoyable to go back, and I would encourage anybody that doesn't, you can get on the website and go back 4 or 5 years, I think, and listen to lessons and Bible classes, and just there's tons and tons of material there. And so if you miss something, especially that, it's great. But if you're just interested in a subject, there's been a few things that I've just kind of wanted to think about or brush up on, or had a long drip. And, you know, you can scroll down through there and just find one of Doug's sermons on the subject and go back and just listen to it. And it's pretty handy that way to chew on that for a while. All right, in Genesis chapter 47 and verse 27, last few verses there, we find Joseph talking to Jacob in a private conversation, basically, and he has him make a vow to him. I'll read those verses again. So Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions there and grew and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the length of Jacob's life was 147 years. When the time drew near that Israel must die, he called his son Joseph and said to him, "Now, if I have found favor in your sight, please put your hand under my thigh and deal kindly and truly with me. Please do not bury me in Egypt, but let me lie with my fathers, and you shall carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burial place." And he said, "I will do as you have said." And he said, "Swear to me." So he swore to him. So Israel bowed himself on the head of the bed. So we find this intimate conversation here between father and son. And it's interesting that he doesn't go, and to me it's interesting that he doesn't go to the other sons that brought him to this place and brought him to the place where Joseph was at, but rather he goes to Joseph. And maybe part of that is because Joseph was the governor of all Egypt and was in charge of everything, and he was really the one who had the money and the authority and the ability to do it. But I think there's, and we'll see in chapter 48, a very, beyond the bond that they had when he was younger, there is definitely a spiritual bond that is presented in the blessings that he gives Joseph and the blessings he gives his son and then the portion that he gives them among them and the blessings that he asked God to extend to him. And so I think because of that spiritual connection and his knowing that Joseph was probably the most spiritually minded of all his sons and the most capable of carrying it all out, he brings him into his wishes. And there seems to be no hesitation whatsoever of Joseph. As soon as Joseph hears the request there in verse 30, he says, "I will do as you have said." And so it was reasonable to him. He said, "That's no problem. I'll take care of it." He doesn't ask why. He doesn't, you know, get into the politics of it or into, you know, what is my brother's going to think or anything else. It's just, I understand we're going to do that. Another side note there is in verse 30, he says, "But let me lie with my fathers." Jacob had an interest in being where his fathers were at and where they lived. I don't think Jacob thought that his physical body would touch the physical body of his father and that would bring him comfort, but it was a representation and a point of honor.
None of this would have come to fruition, and they would have all perished in the famine like a lot of other people. Their role, maybe one higher with them. And they honored his request, and when they went back into the land of Canaan, they took Joseph's bones with them.
Right. So in Hebrews